Black Aid family. This is Brother Malcolm, and welcome to another edition of Culture Connection. This week we have our editor-in-chief, the head Negress in charge, Sister Casey Lehman, with us. How you doing, Casey?
I'm great. Hello, everyone.
So good to have us all on a call together. This week for Culture Connection, we just wanted to put everybody up on game on an amazing party that's happening this weekend. And yes, partying is cultural. Ladies and gentlemen, if you don't know about it, the Backyard Boogie of the Year is happening this weekend. The Halloween Backyard Boogie, hosted by none other than John Bird III.
Yes, Sister Sickly Cat
Tell
Magazine.
Us about this. Of course. Sickly Cat. Shout out to Sickly Cat. So if you've never been to the Backyard Boogie, it truly is an incredible evening of cool people having a good time. Everybody's dressed in costumes. In fact, if you don't come in a costume, you kind of look stupid. Am I right?
Right.
I don't even know if you can get in. Can you get in without a costume?
I don't know if you can get in without a costume. You would look kind of suspect showing up without a costume. But the boogie, to give you guys just a little bit of history, Bird's been doing it now for almost a decade. It started as just wanting to have an event with friends that was safe and fun and free. Because so many wonderful Halloween events take place around L.A., but the really big grown-up parties, you know, can run upward of $40 or $50 easily. And so Bird and some of his crew decided to pull their resources and hold the party in backyards, thus the name Backyard Boogie. And the only entrance fee, quote unquote, would be a bottle of alcohol that you would share with members of the party, or guests of the party, rather. This year, they have raised the price to a whopping $5 per person, along with your bottle, which they call it love shots. You're supposed to bring a bottle and a shot glass, and every time you meet somebody new or reunite with somebody who you haven't seen in a while, you guys, you know, give each other a shot of your drink and party on, go about your merry way. And it's wonderful. If you're an LA kid, this party is off the chain. You're going to know like 50% of the people there, if not more.
Yeah, it sometimes can be a high school reunion that you weren't expecting.
Yeah.
So if you don't want to run into that old one, I suggest you wear a costume with a mask. Awesome girl, work very, very well. What's funny about the party to me is that I just love that you'll see like grown thugs like in costumes.
Yes.
It's hilarious to me that everybody gets in the spirit of the evening, and it's fun. Now, I will say that, you know, we do encourage everybody to be safe and drive safely and come with a designated driver, because some people do tend to get happy and drink a little too much, but we don't want you on the road getting tickets, hurting people, killing folks because you weren't responsible. So just a little shout out to responsibility. And I love at the party that there is this sort of a sense that, you know, are you drinking water? I think people look out for people, but, you know, at the end of the day, it is still an adult party. So please, you know, be safe out there. I don't know. Are we giving out official information?
No, what we will do is we will put a link to the official advertisement for the party inside this post.
Perfect.
And so if you're truly interested, you can check it out that way. But we need to also affirm the fact that this is a party for the grown and sexy, mature crowd.
That means do not bring Day-Day and them and any beef to the party. This party has never had any issues. And we do not need you coming, giving it issues.
No.
You're given permission to open it up to the community.
Right.
But if you're going
to
act a fool, we'll never do it again.
Right. Plus, not to mention, the $5 entry fee this year is to take care of security costs. They're bringing in security and police, a slight police presence, so that we, one, don't get shut down, because the party can get that large that it's intimidating to neighbors. And two, just to ensure that things are safe. But really, just to make sure, it's more so to keep the party from getting shut down. It's never been, in the years that we've all attended, an unsafe environment. In fact, it's extremely safe. because everybody who comes through is grown, and it's not a party where you're coming in there to wreck shop. We're all coming in there to have fun. So keep that in mind. If you get unruly when you drink, you might want to stay home.
And I can tell you last year, Sister KC was that ringmaster. Oh, that costume was off the chain. Wear a little top hat. Ah, that was dope. And Brother Malcolm, I was Nucky Thompson from Florence,
yeah.
Boardwalk Empire. So it's just a fun evening. I mean, you have everybody out there doing their thing on the Halloween day. And then the DJ is just ridiculous. I mean,
yeah, the DJ, shout out to Shannon Vicious Lee Brown, who is the resident annual backyard boogie DJ. He puts it down. If you went to high school in the 90s, you are going to love his music selection. It's off the chart.
It almost doesn't make any sense because he's one of those gifted DJs where he feels the mood of the party and it just starts to move into it is definitely a lot of fun, and I would encourage you. And definitely, if you are trying to, I would say get there early, personally, because coming on a late train is so packed, and like you kind of want to be able to see the party, see people, see costumes. I mean, it's just fun. It's a lot of fun if you're just looking for an environment where you can hang out with friends and a safe Halloween environment. You know, I would, you know, definitely check it out. So I think that's it for this week. We're going to try and shorten them up for you guys so we don't keep you for too long at the job and sort of make them like the 15-minute break used to be. As we end every week, remember to make a career out of humanity. Commit yourself to the noble struggle for equal rights. You will make a greater nation of your country, a greater person of yourself, and a finer world to live in. The Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. And that's it for this week. See you next week. Talk to you next week. Be safe. Peace.
Peace. In the air, the funk of 40,000 years, and grisly ghouls from every tomb are closing in to seal your doom. And though you fight to stay alive, your body starts to shiver, for no mere mortal can resist. Ha 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 ha